KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM. Live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, 920 Commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272.
Just as your local State Farm agent combines good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates, you can combine your home and auto, and guess what you'll get? That's right, good neighbor service with surprisingly great rates. In fact, State Farm agent Pete Euler is your go-to agent in Emporia for the service you deserve at the price you want. So try combining home and auto today. Call 342-6272 for your surprisingly great rates. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
KVOE News Time, 826, Newsmaker 2 time here on a Wednesday. We're pleased to be joined by really our local leads of Unbound Gravel. We've got Ben Sachs, we've got Christy Moan and Treva Worrell all joining us here on the KVOE Sutherland studio line today.
Yes, indeed. Ben, the race director, Christy, the marketing manager, and all things Unbound Gravel, and Treva is the athlete services manager. Ben, good morning.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Doing good, doing good. Christy, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you guys?
Doing good today. Thank you. Treva, how are you?
I'm great. Feeling rested this morning.
Good to hear that. Yeah. Well, gang, you've had a few minutes, just a few minutes to decompress and a couple of days to digest all that took place during the huge event just passed. First, Christy, we'll have you hit lead off here. Your thoughts on Unbound Gravel 2021.
We back, baby. That was fun.
In a big way, huh?
Yeah, that was a great weekend. It was. I mean, we couldn't have asked for better weather. I'm sure some of the riders would have wished for a little bit cooler temperatures, but the rain cleared out, the roads dried up, and people were ready to have a little gravel party on the prairie. It was pretty good.
Ben, what are your thoughts here on the race weekend, specifically after, you know, having participated in it as a rider in years past and then also getting a chance to lead for the very first time?
Well, I'm really pleased with how everything went down. The atmosphere and the vibe with all the people here visiting was really great, and the whole Lifetime team that came down to help us make this event happen were absolute pros, and I want to thank all of them for, you know, everything they did, and also thank all the volunteers for the amazing work they did to help make it happen. It was pretty spectacular to be a part of. As you can hear, my voice is still recovering from, you know, many, many hours of cheering and yelling and, you know, welcoming people back to the finish line.
Well, you all saw a lot of people across that finish line, and that's what this is all about. These athletes out there testing themselves, pushing themselves to the limit, and getting across that finish line at Unbound Gravel. Treva, your thoughts on the weekend?
Oh, man. I second Christy when we're back. I felt like that was something we definitely needed to get this event under our belt, and we can definitely move forward. But it was wonderful. I love seeing everyone in the community come out and join in the fun, and it just felt good to be outside again with everyone riding bikes.
Indeed. What were the final numbers that you had as far as participants and then also volunteers? Because you obviously had a huge volunteer effort to make this happen, Treva.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We actually had like an 80% finish. I mean, we're talking like 2,200 started, and 1,684, I'm looking at numbers here, it looks like finished of all distances. Volunteer-wise, wow, we had a great turnout. We started a new program where people can volunteer to skip the following year's lottery. So a lot of people turned out to work those hours so they can go right past the lottery. And I think that really helped with all the different tasks around town and in the checkpoint.
Yeah, we talked to a number of volunteers who were here from out of town volunteering just for that very reason. Of course, they like to help, but they said this will get us in that race next year, and that's what we want to do. So, good idea. I think that certainly came to fruition. Christy, you had all kinds of races, 25, 50, 100, 250, the 350 XL, and due to, you know, pandemic reasons, he had to have a couple of races on Friday. So how did that all work out?
Well, I mean, it was definitely different. I think largely it was kind of, from what I'm gathering, of course we've got some follow-up to do, but it was kind of a 50-50 split whether people liked it or didn't like it. You know, it provided some unique opportunities for those that were doing the 25 and 50 that then had to go support for the 100 and 200. The people that they were supporting the next day could come and cheer them on and support them. So there were people that liked it from that way. Some people didn't like the little bit later start, but, you know, we're going to sit down internally and externally review that, those start lines on Friday, to evaluate whether or not that's the best move for the event moving forward. Obviously, that was a little bit of COVID remnant, as we've been calling it.
Christy, talk a little bit about the community support again. We had a chance to talk about this early Friday morning when the award ceremony was just about to launch, but the community has been really supportive of Unbound Gravel throughout the, was it 16 years and now 15 runnings of the event, and obviously that was, again, evident over the past weekend.
Yeah.
But where did you wind up seeing that, perhaps maybe in areas that you hadn't seen it before?
Well, I think it was just great to see everybody come back out and support the riders and support each other. You know, I guess you guys were kind of boots on the ground. I turned that around on you, and what was the feedback you guys were getting when you were downtown?
There was a lot of happy people. That's what I could say, is there's a lot of happy people and
lots of smiles.
We could just sum it up this way, you know, you've seen those shirts, positive vibes only. You know, that's what it was. I mean, that's exactly what the feel was. I got to tell you, too, with these riders and their support crew and folks cheering them on all in town for three, four, sometimes even more than that, to see the stories are just head-shaking and jaw-dropping, because every rider has a story, and there were some great stories out there this weekend. And Ben, talk about the 350 XL. You had a record time. That was phenomenal, wasn't it?
Yeah, the 350, the XL was really spectacular, and it was really fun to follow along, you know, with their spot tracker and Garmin devices, giving us you know, little blips to follow them along the way through the track leaders program, so we could kind of see where everybody was out there. Keep an eye on them for safety reasons, but also just kind of from the very beginning, kind of keep an eye on how the race is unfolding. Some really great stories coming from all those folks. A lot of people talking about how incredible it was to, you know, ride through a sunset, the next sunrise, and into the next day's sunset, you know, and just keep going. The perseverance of those athletes is incredible to me.
Christy, one of the things that we had a chance to highlight here, and you really were promoting here throughout the course of the event, was the Outride fundraiser that involved Dan Hughes and his son Charlie, which turned out to go extremely well. And the way it sounds, better than even the Hughes dad son combination expected.
Yeah, that was really excited. That was an effort between Outride and the Lifetime Foundation that are both working to improve movement and nutrition in schools. And Dan and Charlie stepped up to the task and started dead last, passed between the two of them, you know, around 1,400 riders, and raised over $15,000 for our local community, which is pretty exciting. It's not too late to donate. You can still join that challenge if you want and do a flat donation. But those two took it on and did a great job and were great ambassadors, and so fun to watch. It was really exciting. I thought it added a new element to the event for sure.
Well, Ben, we know you were busy, you know, all weekend long, tracking riders, greeting riders, cheering on riders. What were you hearing? What was the overall feedback you were getting from the participants? Ben, pretty positive on the event itself and the route?
Well, yes, I think that overall is very positive. You know, it's in some ways easy to put on a good event when the arena speaks for itself. You know, when you're sending them out into the beautiful foothills of Kansas, like it's hard to do that too much wrong. You know, I was absolutely busy running all over the place with trying to make sure everybody was safe out there and things were running smooth for everybody, so that they didn't even have to think about what was going on around them. And I think it all went really quite well. And, yeah, the response from all the riders was great. And I'm just really happy to be joining the team to, you know, to make this event happen and keep bringing people back year after year.
Ben, let's also talk about one of the activities which may not get as much attention here when it comes to Unbound, and it's the afterward. It's Untrashed, I think it's being called.
Yes, that's exactly right. So, you know, speaking of beautiful Flint Hills, I mean, we want to keep them beautiful. You know, there is definitely some amount of litter that is created by the movement of 2,500 people across across these gravel roads, you know, time to time, trying to, you know, put a gel wrapper in your back pocket and it falls out, and, you know, you don't want to turn around and grab it. You know, you're trying to still finish 200 miles, you know, not making any extra work for yourself, or, you know, a bottle pops out on, you know, a really rough stretch of road. So, you know, we like to go out there and pick all of that up. So we break down the course into 10-mile segments and send teams out there to, you know, clean up as much trash as they can, not just the cycling trash that is out there, but really what there's more of is just, you know, built-up trash from over time, you know, crushed cans, and, you know, find all sorts of weird things like, you know, deteriorating box springs and things like that. And we just try to make the roads prettier than when we found them.
Well, indeed, yeah, you do. You bring up a good point, Ben. A lot of trash outside of what may be distributed on a race weekend is certainly picked up by the volunteers, and grateful for that. Christy at the finish line. Boy, all kinds of cowbells and cheering happening. What about that finish in the men's 200? That's exciting, isn't it?
Oh, we had to clear the chute.
They came in like a freight train.
Yeah, even the sprint between the third and fourth was the same. I mean, it was, you know, we have experienced similar type energy coming in through that finish line chute, so we had everything cleared and were able to keep the riders and the spectators safe. But somebody asked me who won, and I was like, I don't even know. I was standing holding people back.
So they came
through there so fast.
It was like a streak.
You would have never known that they just rode 206 miles.
It was
crazy being there. Yeah, like we cleared everything out and all the way back to the end of the chute. So, like, you know, even then they like blew through the line, through our tent where we were normally standing, all the way through the end of the chute, out the little gate, and almost ran into the ambulances. Like, you know, locked down.
Well, way to avoid a problem there. And speaking of unhurt. Christy, it sounds like over the weekend, as far as the health, overall health of the riders, it didn't sound like there were too many incidents, you know, on the tracks this past year.
There were some, but, you know, again, we expect that, and yeah. I think, relatively speaking, we had a very successful event, even in that perspective. You know, knock on wood, we hope to continue to keep riders as safe as we can. Obviously, they're taking on a big challenge, and it's not easy, so you're going to see that. But largely speaking, it was a success there, too.
Yeah, as Treva mentioned, the finish success rate very high this year here in Unbound Gravel. I want to touch on lodging here before I leave, because it just seemed, you know, this year we had tents and campers and all kinds of things strewn about across town here. Christy, how did the lodging go overall to you know, welcome all these riders to town? How'd that all work?
Well, I think everybody found a place to lay their head. we had, you know, some people in the back of trucks. We had people. The fairgrounds was really actually pretty cool to see. Tim went out to shoot that Saturday morning before the race and got some great images from the athletes that were camping out there. And what a great resource to be able to use the fairgrounds in that capacity. And the dorms were a big success. Those are always super popular. Of course, we had some struggles with hotels as we were leading up to it. Just, again, COVID remnants, with COVID hotels not being available and then being available. But I think, largely speaking, we're getting the lodging part down.
I guess now the question comes up here, Ben, what's ahead? Whether you want to look all the way out to 2022 or maybe a little bit more short term to maybe Lunar Kansa, which is typically on the schedule here. I believe that's in August, early September.
So actually, it's a little bit closer here. The Garmin Lunar Ride is on July 24th, so that's coming up here pretty soon. Be a good way to kind of get back together with a lot of the people maybe you saw out during Unfound and to kind of talk about your experiences again while riding in a more casual setting, not really a race, but have fun a little bit, a little bit more relaxed and festive atmosphere. So that one's coming up, and I've also got my sights set on planning Big Sugar, which is a gravel race in Northwest Arkansas that was supposed to started last year, but again due to COVID did not end up happening, and so we're going to have our first edition here coming back in the third week of August of October.
Well,
a couple of them coming up.
Well, I think it's very safe to say, in hearing from you all, that Unbound Gravel 2021, epic. We use that often with this event, epic, and it's certainly a huge success. And before we go, just a comment on the gravel grinding family. These riders, Christy, really seem to like each other. I mean, they're cheering for each other, and even talking to the 200 finishers, the 100 finishers, they're just as excited for those who finish a 25-mile gravel race as their own, aren't they?
Yeah. I mean, Ben used a term this weekend that I'm grabbing onto, which is co-competitors, and I think that's a really good way to define what a true gravel racer is, or a gravel rider is. It's somebody that, is obviously wants to do the best they can for themselves, but also is cheering on their fellow riders, and that's the spirit of gravel, and we just hope we keep fostering that.
Treva, what's your perspective on that co-competitive nature that we saw over the weekend?
Oh, I love it. I love to see them all out there cheering each other on. I mean, like if somebody were to get a flat, you're never out there by yourself. Somebody will always stop and make sure you're okay and got all the stuff you need. It's a community out there on the gravel roads, and I love to hear all the stories afterward.
Well, we'll be hearing them for quite some time because there are thousands of them out there. Every rider has not only a story, but a good story. In fact, I've got a little story.
Oh.
Is that when the race finished, my sister, who lives in Northern California, near Santa Rosa, texted me and said the 200 men's winner is the second cousin of my brother-in-law. Guy from Vermont. I said, what? Are you kidding me? What a small world that is, huh?
So, yep. Yeah, you need to get a bike.
I do now.
You
could
have seen that coming.
Well, congratulations to you all on a successful event. And I do want to give a shout out to, from our perspective, you people were very accommodating during a very busy time, and we appreciate that. We can't thank you enough for that. And the gentleman you had as your media coordinator, we thought was exceptional too.
Rave reviews.
Thank you.
So. Yeah, really.
But thanks and congratulations to you all, Ben, Christy, Treva. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for your support.
Glad to do it. Have a good day.
You too.
Thanks. Bye.
All right. So there we have it. And the stories, Chuck, we could talk for weeks.
Could we though? My.
All that. So.
Wow, just glowing reviews, and if you, not just here locally too, but I mean the I'm seeing a lot of stuff on social media, specifically on Facebook, with a lot of different cycling outlets across the world that are reporting back on Unbound Gravel and rave reviews there worldwide. So it just goes to show you just how well Unbound has done over the last 16 years.
Yeah, so we're checking with Ben Sachs, who's the race director, Christy Moan, local here, marketing manager, and all things Unbound Gravel, and Treva Worrell, who is the athlete services manager for Unbound Gravel here locally. We appreciate their time here this morning.
Absolutely. Want to let you know, too, that we're not done with our interviews yet. Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan, who was part of the Unbound Gravel activities last week, serving as the check-in site for the hundreds of riders that came in. He'll be joining us here shortly with his biweekly update. That's coming up here next on KVOE.
And our Newsmaker 2, Chuck, brought to you by State Farm Insurance Agent Pete Euler, a 920 commercial. Pete Euler, serving the Emporia area for over 35 years. Call Pete to 342-6272. Pete Euler, State Farm Insurance. KVOE, good morning. It is 8:45, sunshine, 75 degrees. Good morning.
President Biden is now on Air Force One, headed to the